Two national newspapers and a video website have announced that they're making a joint bid to hold a debate involving political leaders before next year's general election. The debate, hosted by The Daily Telegraph, The Guardian and YouTube, would be free of the rules on political balance insisted upon by the BBC and the communications regulator Ofcom, because it would be broadcast online. More details from our political correspondent Chris Mason.
Good evening and welcome to the Great Hall of the University of Birmingham for the third and final prime ministerial debate of this election.
The 2010 general election broke new ground. For the first time, the main party leaders at Westminster debated live on television and radio. David Dimbleby chaired the BBC's debate. ITV and Sky also staged their own. Negotiations over debates before next year's general election are yet to begin and are now more complicated. The Telegraph, The Guardian and YouTube have jointly pitched to stage a debate which would be streamed online. They argue that for younger people, the internet is their primary source of news and promise their debate would be chaired by a female moderator. All three programmes in 2010 were chaired by men. They emphasise, too, what they see as the flexibility an online debate would offer, free of the restrictions the BBC and Ofcom impose on alternatives broadcast on television and radio. This could offer a greater range of options on which leaders were invited. Downing Street said it was keen to examine all of the suggested formats for election debates.